This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a Seaver gun and Newman's and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so!
Which episode?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. Today, we're asking about soda and how soda started.
Mike's hell putting yeah, Kevin dude. Through a little bit of a test.
I don't think I've ever started the show before.
No, you haven't.
I've ended it.
We should ask to compile a times you've intro'd the show and see what that is.
I mean, like actual button press.
Oh, like you press record?
Like initiating the technological start of the show.
Yeah, maybe you have not done that.
While my colleagues get a second to gather themselves, I just want to remind you all that there's this text number that you could text that does go directly to my phone, for better or worse, to see when either I or we have shows in your area. And that number is 818-722-8682. Go ahead and text banter or stand up. Or both. You could do both. You could do one. You could do half of one. You could do stand and then do dynamic. Or up and banter. And any combinations of those things. Also, at the end of the month, I'm coming to Houston, Texas with Andrew Santino next month from the 17th to the 22nd. I'm going to be at the Moon Tower Festival doing Surrounded. 23rd, I'll be in New York City. 24th, I'll be in New Jersey in the Stress Factory. Who do I know in New Jersey? Casey Landerkin. And that's about it. Not to dox Casey Landerkin. And then on the 25th of April, I'll be back in New York. On the 26th, we're doing Surrounded in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You guys ready? That was kind of a perfect amount of time. Dude, I said, are you guys ready? And you put your headphones on.
And I'm ready.
And he's ready. Isn't that great? The song's playing. I was like, who's breathing that tough? Is this the song you were playing before? And while we were trying to get everything set up?
I don't know.
That was a fun song. Was that just random royalty free or
was
that a song?
Yeah, we're random royalty free in over here.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Epidemic Sound.
Two dings to Epidemic Sound.
I would get, dude, zero dings. These guys at Epidemic Sound have locked in our audio musical stuffs so that we don't get dinged.
That's great. And that's great news. How's your week? Half a week? We're about midway through the week. How's the front part?
Yeah, we're doing a Wednesday show today. And we're on this whole new schedule that's got us all bugaboo.
Yeah.
And even our clips stuff have been like, fuck, what clips go up this week? Like we're
it's to do that.
It's kind of confusing. But we'll get there. We're old men now. We have to like really use our brains, our noggins, our egg, the noodle.
The older you get, and you can go ahead and test this against science, you gotta know what day of the week it is.
At least.
There was a time in my life where I didn't know ever. And then the pandemic, I didn't know what day it was for 3 years. And now it's like it's super important again. It's more important than voting.
That's a really good point, Mike.
Because you would never know what day voting day is unless you knew what day of the week it was.
And not only that, think about this. Think about how if there was an old man in like a CVS or something, and he's like in an aisle, and he's going, "Hey, and all this demand, I'm trying to get my damn goddamn, and I don't know where to get my goddamn eyes." And then, you know, it's like, and you go over and you go, "Sir, is everything okay? Can I help you with something?" And he goes, "I just can't find my stuff. I don't know, man. I know today's Wednesday, though." And I go like, okay, so this guy's all right. He knows today's Wednesday. So I know that he's not out of his mind.
Sure, you know that he doesn't have a concussion.
As long as you know what day of the week it is.
You still got something going
on. You've got, You've got, you're holding on to something.
Unless he says Wednesday every time you ask him that question.
That's a good point. That could be it just his thing. So happened to be Wednesday.
Wednesday's his damn. Were his stim.
Well, a cock, a 5 o'clock cock.
Is Wednesday somewhere.
Somewhere. Mike, before we started the show, you were mentioning, first of all, hey, everybody. And we can't forget that. What I really wanted to do at the beginning of this episode was finish that history road from our boy.
Yeah.
Mason.
The pet mortician. The pet mortician, so that from we could finally. It's funny because I did a stream.
Can we call him? We have his number, right?
Yeah.
We could call him, but I found the email here. But I was doing a stream and someone was like, I need to know how much. Taxidermy to how much it costs to taxidermy my dog if I wanted to taxidermy, because I mean, I don't know,
is that what the email was about? I don't even remember what the conversation was about at this point.
So Mason was telling us that, you know, they can freeze dry your pet. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And there's a pug that they freeze dry that they take to trade shows.
Yeah.
To show that you can freeze dry your pet.
And there's an option for eyes.
And it's got glass eyes. They put in their own glass eyes in there. But yeah. So we got through like maybe half of that email. And then we ended the show. And we made a promise. Well, I made a promise to myself that we would start the show with the end of that email. So that
arguably one of the most important tiers of promises are yeah, ones we make to ourselves.
Exactly.
And you don't want to break that.
And I do love that there is a full episode in between.
That's how we hook people now.
Yeah, it's the cliffhanger. This is we're at the sweeps, guys. Podcast sweeps is this week.
Yeah.
We gotta keep it interesting. All right. So
dude, what would you think about having a podcast season?
I mean, there are a lot of podcasts that do it.
What do you think about that? You ever think about that? You think about it right now? How do you describe the podcast?
Dude, I figured it out. I figured it out. I figured it out. I figured it out. I figured it out.
Is this part of it?
This is, I know that I was doing a stream and people were asking me about DB, you know, like they do.
Let's go again.
And I was like, man, I always have trouble telling people about my show. Like whenever someone introduces you and they mention that you have a podcast, as your job or as what you do or whatever, you know, 90% of the time, the next question asked is by the person that you're being introduced to that way. And they ask, oh, what is your podcast? Or what's your podcast? What do you do? What is it? And that was like the subject of many episodes of this show. How do you respond to that? And I finally naturally thought of it right during the stream because people were asking me. And there's the moment that I realized that this is what it is. This is the best way to describe this show to people. I had a revelation. It finally came to me, Mike. So now I know exactly what to say when someone asks me, hey, well, okay, well, what's your podcast? I would say it's a show where me and my friend try to make each other laugh.
Mm.
Because that's the best way I can describe the show without it being like, oh, it's the funniest fucking thing you'll ever listen to. Or, oh, well, you know, we just talk about whatever's on our mind and people love it. You know, it sounds so dick sucky, yeah. Your own dick.
Like up that. Your own ass.
But I
feel like you've said that, but I guess it is the best way to describe it.
I think for me, the best way to describe it is it's a show where I try to make me and my friend try to make each other laugh.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's like that might not be the official what the show is.
Why not?
But as underneath all of the promotion of the show we've ever done,
mm-hmm.
it is the like roots of the show is yeah. that we're just trying to make each other laugh.
We've only had like two taglines in the history of this show.
Yeah.
And that was one guy screams and the other guy hates it. Which I'm still a big fan of.
Yeah, it's very good.
And two friends just try to make each other laugh is nice.
Yeah.
And you kind of get what it is, and you don't super have to be invested in any of the inside jokes to start listening. You just know that that's what's happening.
I want to hear
something from your mouth.
Okay.
Did any of the words I just said, can you tell me anything I just said?
Yeah, you were saying it's two friends trying to make each other laugh.
And then what?
And that's the whole show.
Yeah.
But I thought about this. I thought about it a lot because you're having the same thought process I had,
mm-hmm.
which is like, well, that's it. I mean, and that's what the show is. And like, that's fine. But I think the one thing I kind of ran into was, you know, the reason why I think it's like my best way to describe the show rather than a way to just describe the show
uh-huh.
is because when you say it's a show where we try to make each other laugh, me and my friend try to make each other laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you added like a gamified aspect to the show that doesn't really exist. There isn't like a, well, it is.
We're not
the goal.
Like doing it on purpose.
Exactly. It's literally just happening by accident.
Sure.
And that's the magic of the show is that like we are trying to make each other laugh, but having that be like the goal would kind of fuck the show up, I think.
Yeah.
Because then
trying too hard.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's like.
So what's the word we have to shovel in between those?
Well, I think that I'm fine with saying that. And if they want to think that that's what it is, then that's fine. I think that
just
that's.
To get them in.
Yeah, I think that's just the way that I could feel the most comfortable saying yeah. that because it's like it sets people up to it establishes an idea that what we're doing is we're making each other laugh.
Yeah.
And that might not necessarily make everyone in the world laugh.
Right. Uh-huh.
But it makes us laugh. Yeah. And that's like I feel like that's the from the heart version of what I feel good explaining the show as.
I like it.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be an official thing because I don't want people to think that that's like actually what we're trying to do.
Like we're on a game show.
Yeah, it just happens.
Right. Like, for example, I don't really feel like being funny today, so I'm not gonna.
And guess what?
I don't even really feel like talking.
When you don't feel funny, you're still funny.
That's very nice of you to say. What a nice compliment. Everyone seems to think so.
And I love that. Those are the best kinds of friends, too. Hey, buddy. This ain't a guest show today. What are you doing?
I was checking what model iPhone you had.
Oh, good glorious. All right. Let's get to this finishing this fucking email, finally. So that we can get to the end of this history road and we can end the show. Okay, so we ended basically ended Mason's email. So with that, he's done one of these freeze dry pet things. This year, so far he's only done one this year.
He only froze up one pet this year,
and this is the story of that.
He's only immortalized one family.
Only
pet this
one
year.
Freeze dried, which I think about those candies, like freeze dried.
Which I think about often. I'm not a huge candy guy, but same. I think about those fucking sour M&Ms often.
It's good.
Yes.
There's something good about it. You change the texture of something.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, boom. Now we're going cooking.
Brand new colony. A brand new colony.
The pet was from a repeat client, a lovely older lady who just has a big heart, spare time, and cash enough to give a loving home to a lot of otherwise unlucky pets.
Like a hot older lady
in your area? Yeah, hot older woman in your area. I hate it. I hated how often I had to help her with the loss of one of them because she watched multiple pets. She's a good lady out of the kindness of her heart watching old pets.
Oh, she was the one who took in the old pets.
Give them a good place before they die.
She loved watching them die.
But one thing that always stuck out was her little Pomeranian, Roxy, gets the front seat. There's a pet for me in the back of the truck, maybe three dogs in the back seat. But Roxy's always up front, always shotgun, and her right-hand puppy.
Three Dogs in the Backseat was my dad's favorite band, I think. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever use.
Dude, let's have the AI write a song about Three Dogs in the Backseat.
Dude, we got 50. We got 100 credits between the two of us a week.
Yeah, we got this. Do you know anybody who has, like, a bunch of dogs?
A bunch of dogs.
Like, okay, so maybe more like, let's say, three dogs.
I think it's more of a Connecticut thing than I've seen out here. It's more of in, like, we have a house and we have a lot of space.
Okay, yeah.
Than in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, maybe, do you know? Oh.
There's a lady across the street who has three of these dogs.
Okay, okay.
Chihuahuas. Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking, like, you know, I've known people who have, like, three or four dogs. And there totally is, like, this weird hierarchy. Like, I mean, there always is the, like, well, we got Muffin first.
Yeah.
So Muffin's the queen.
And she always says something like, Muffin's the old lady.
Muffin's the old lady. She sits up front with me when we go to the grocery store. Don't you, Muffy? And, like, Muffin sits in the...
and looks like this.
Yeah, and doesn't understand... There's like drool.
Muffin doesn't know. Muffin wants to be the first to where the food is or she gets aggressive.
Right. It, this is the reaction to all of that. It doesn't matter. It's just the cutest little, isn't she? It goes.
Oh, there's piss dripping out of Muffin, isn't there, Auntie Mommy?
When she gets excited, she just drops a little piss.
It's a cool thing she does. It's a trick.
It's a feature. They told us at the pet store.
It was on the sticker.
But there is like a hierarchy. There's like a hierarchy. And then like, you know, some people are like, oh, yeah, well, and over here is Rascal. Rascal's the new guy.
Yeah, Rascal's happy to see everybody.
Rascal's happy to be there.
And his nose prints are all over the back window.
That's
all Rascal. Yeah.
Every smudge, nose smudge is Rascal.
And then there's like Duke.
Yeah, Duke's the guard dog.
There's Princess, Rascal, and Duke.
And Duke watches over everybody. Duke's the tough guy.
Yeah.
And Duke doesn't make a sound unless there's some man who
near
comes
the house.
In. When a man when a man comes in,
yeah.
Suddenly Duke loses his fucking mind.
Yeah.
And needs to be put in the other room sometimes.
Come on, Duke.
But Rascal is a handful, and we do love Muffin, don't we? Do you know those people that are like, that's the like hierarchy?
Yeah,
there's
I've been
a
around
weird
those
hierarchy.
People, yeah.
Uh-huh. And even the, like what our boy is saying here, Mason, he's saying that there's like a like three dogs in the backseat and then this dog is always up front.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that interesting? That. Like,
she knows how to put on her own seatbelt.
Is that like a kid thing? Like, they're your children?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what do you think that is? Like, this is the front seat dog.
Maybe. I think there are probably dogs, because they all behave different. There's probably a dog who behaves worse in the back seat, or gets like nervous or sick in the back seat. So she has to be up front, head out of the windows. Right. Dude, I've seen more dogs with their head casually out of the window with also a turtleneck on in this city than anywhere else in my life.
Yeah.
Dogs have nicer clothes than a lot of the people.
Nicer everything.
It's weird to see, to go along Ventura and whatever in Beverly Hills area, and there is less in Beverly Hills because there's little to no homeless people in Beverly Hills. Say West Hollywood. Mm. People are like having brunch out on the sidewalk, and their dogs are in like really nice clothes, and then there's like someone sleeping on the street next to them.
Dude. That is a very, you could just drive through Beverly Hills and see that image. Yeah. Like right now.
Yeah.
You could pick any time on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Between like 11:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
And the dog will have like a Fendi turtleneck on.
Yeah. And have like Louis Vuitton like collar.
Yeah.
Designer fucking earring. Like the dude in the little, and there's somebody else nails. Being like,
let me piss in here.
Yeah.
Can I please piss?
Sir, you're gonna have to leave. We've told you before.
You're being a nuisance by asking to piss.
You're scaring the scared people.
You're scaring the Fendi dog.
Let's create this song about the hierarchy of dogs. A song about
the hierarchy of dogs.
The higher.
In the style of Stone Temple Pilots.
It'll flag it. You can't say Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, interesting. In the style of 90s grunge rock.
Of family dogs.
Hierarchy of
dogs in the family.
Or pack.
Well, because I want it to be kind of like, maybe it family, turns into a song about our boy.
Sure.
What was
Jibber
it?
Jabber.
Chance and, was it Chance? Scrap? What was it? Scrapper? What was the name of the dog we just made up?
Just now?
The new guy.
Oh, fuck.
Duke.
Duke was the stoic one. Duke Muffin's Rascal. The favorite. Rascal.
Rascal, yeah.
And so I wanted to kind of end up being about those guys in a way, you know?
Can you go as far as to say, like, a song about the hierarchy of
Family dogs
named Duke, Rascal, and Muffin.
And Rascal's our favorite. Rascal.
Can you give it that much?
I'm curious.
Dude, have you been on Dropbox lately?
Uh-uh.
Dropbox is wild with their AI shit.
Uh-oh.
So I literally, I uploaded one of our clips.
Okay.
And you hit summary. And it told me when I was going to die.
Oh.
No. It says, it summarizes what you talk about in the clip.
What we were doing on Zoom, if you do a Zoom meeting with somebody, it listens to your entire conversation. And
sends it to no one, obviously.
You can click AI companion and say like, what were, like, we
can. And you can ask it questions
like,
about the meeting and it'll tell you.
About blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So funny, dude. Yeah. So funny to be, to give you like carte blanche to be stoned at home. Right.
Dude, AI.
What were we just talking about?
AI is going to be implemented by like every company and be such a, like a convenience thing that will just be a part of our lives.
Yeah, we'll rely on it.
That forever. We'll just rely on forever now.
Great. So we don't need any. I think, so everyone gets scared and nervous about that. But I think that the convenience of stuff turns off a lot of switches in people's brains, which is why if you keep all your switches engaged, I think you have a real leg up on everyone like taking the day off with their brain.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like about how, like, if your company has amazing customer service, people will always think fondly of that over like a convenience of a Amazon or something.
Dude, it's like I had this mechanic from that it was in the Valley.
Is he hot?
And he was a hot, you know what made him hot? Not necessarily his exterior, but he was a good guy. He was a good man.
That's what you mean.
And, you know, he was my mechanic. I'd go to him ever since I had the Slusho-mobile, my, like, Volkswagen Beetle. that I crashed in 2011 on 11/11/2011.
Whoa.
True?
Yeah. Was that in game your car accident?
That was my slusho in game car accident.
What happened? What kind of crash did you
have? It was awful, dude. It fucking kick started like a new anxiety brain.
That sucks. What happened?
So I was just driving on the freeway, driving home on the 405, and I was going like, it was like
source fed days?
No, this was when I was still at Sony.
Okay.
This was like Sony transitioning into source fed.
You were driving to source fed from the Sony building.
Well, kinda, because source fed and Sony were like on the other side. Like I lived right in the middle of both of them, pretty much. Uh-huh. And in the beginning of when I was doing source fed, because source fed launched in like 2012 or something, okay. Or like 2011, 2012.
Never forgot.
But so I was doing my like part-time stuff, like auditioning things around this time. But I was driving home and I was getting on to the 405 from the 10 in Culver City. And all of the traffic around me was like slowing to a crawl. And it's just like brake lights.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As far as you can see in every fucking lane, it's like four or five lanes.
Nighttime, daytime?
Nighttime. Kind of like 6 o'clock. Sure. So it's like dark-ish.
Twilight.
So all these so I'm like stopping at a, you know, with the flow of traffic, and everyone stopped, and I look in my rearview mirror, and there's this guy going not stop.
Yeah. Fast. Not stop speed.
Not stop speed.
Not stop action.
And I'm like, look, I'm normally when I see that, and I was still a young man at the time, but now it's even more so. But usually when I see that,
yeah.
And you live in LA, you see that sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You like, I would immediately drive into the next lane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or like go into some, like, you know, that's all you can do. Yeah, but all the lanes were stopped and there was no
way out.
No way out. Yeah. So I'm like, this is where I like die. Mm. I saw my like life being observed in my brain as like, this is the moment I die. And this motherfucker hit me, and he hit me so hard that it like
he gave accordioned,
it gave me a new personality. It accordioned my Volkswagen.
Damn.
Because I also, and I was full stop.
Dude, super surprising that you have a small car now.
I know. Well, I love a little small car because it just makes parking in LA like fucking easy peasy.
Uh-huh.
And I like cars that look like little toys. Let's be honest.
Let's cut to a clip.
So anyway, and I was at dead stop, and when that guy hit me, I also hit the car in front of me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, there were like three cars involved or something, but it was real fucking bad.
Who hit you? What kind of person?
It was, man, that's actually interesting. I haven't thought about that in a while.
Was
I think
it, a
it
white?
Was a younger guy.
Yeah.
It was like a the younger guy. Anyway, it was what a color? Whole insurance thing, and I need to know now. Tell us on the show.
Let's call him.
But anyway, but that fucked up my car real bad, and it fucked up my brain real bad.
Yeah, damn. I'm accidents. Sorry to hear that.
It sucks.
Accidents do yeah. suck. What a helpless situation. Just be thankful you don't have to deal with ice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because that really, like, that was almost like everyone I ever knew back east had been in a car accident beforehand. Mm-hmm. I was actually looking at TikTok super late at night two nights ago, and it was like a slideshow, like a still slideshow of all of these infographics broken down by state, like what fast food your state hates the most, and you could see the whole country.
Yeah.
And there was this one about how safe it is to drive in your state. Mm. And California was like one of the safer ones.
What?
But I was like, that's crazy to me. But it's because we live in LA and California is the side of the country.
Yeah. Well, sure.
So
yeah.
Like if you go up, like you could drive on the 5 for 2 hours and not see anybody.
Yeah.
So you're pretty safe up there.
Yeah, that's
true. But if you drive in the city where everyone thinks they're the most important person in the city, then it starts getting a little dicey.
So it's counting like less of the city parts of California.
It's just the state.
Yeah.
The state is probably the only thing that makes it not the safest place to drive.
<That's>
it's the fucking city.
Interesting. All right. Well, I forgot how we got even so off track.
We were going to finish that email from the pet mortician.
Well, I'm not done with the email. No, we have to finish the email. Oh, we were doing a song about the hierarchy of dogs in a family.
We still
got to
do that.
Hang on. Okay, so do you think this will work? A song about the hierarchy of dogs in a family named Muffin, Duke, and...
Rascal. Let's give it a shot. Rascal. Rascal.
Can this episode just be called, like...
Muffin, Duke, and Rascal.
Eventually.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Song of the Hierarchy. Okay, in the style of what?
90s grunge? Is that what you said?
90s.
But is that what you envision?
Sure.
Because yeah. I'm thinking like family movie, like Homeward Bound.
Okay, so how about this? How about this? A song about the hierarchy of dogs in a family named Muffin Duke and Rascal in the style of a movie musical.
Ooh. You can try that.
Yeah, okay.
See. And that'll generate.
Okay, back to Mason. So, yeah, this dog sits the Pomeranian Roxy sits in the front seat and the rest sit in the back. Three other dogs. It was odd when the client's husband called to tell me that Roxy had passed and he was bringing her in. I had met him, but always dealt directly with the wife. But I just assumed that she wasn't taking Roxy's departure very well, and he was being a good guy by handling this for her and doing something extra special.
My dad's calling. You want to pick it up?
Oh, yeah.
I sure do.
And by the way, he says, I couldn't have been more wrong. And there's the cliffhanger.
Hey, Dad, you're on Dynamic Banter. How's it going, Daddy? You all right?
I'm good.
I can call you back later if you want.
Thank you.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too.
It turned into a Safdie Brothers scene with that weird music. So it was like Uncut Gems, like a scene in Uncut Gems. Yeah. Is he okay?
He really didn't want to be on the show.
You know, he didn't.
Sometimes the more you know someone, you know the tonality more than you know them.
But is
you
hear that what they're saying? Does that mean you need to step out for a second and just make sure he's okay or everything's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. And I'll keep reading the email.
You're safe.
Kevin, go ahead and step in. I'm going to go wear a helmet.
Yeah, just check on your dad, right? You get listen, guys.
Pause the show and check on your dad.
Little PSA here. If you do a podcast, if you're on a podcast, you're the host of a podcast and your dad calls and sometimes interesting. We'll have to bring that up. Kevin just found a Nintendo Switch Lite.
That's turquoise.
That's turquoise. My goodness. And if you get a call from your dad and you usually pick up that call while you're on the show and it's fun and jovial and sometimes makes some great content. And that happens quite a bit. And then one day he calls and he's not in the mood to do that. It's important to pause and go check that out.
Member FDIC brought to you by AT&T.
Okay, let's get through this email here.
Mike's
okay.
Not going to hear it, though.
Fuck Mike, dude, right now. This isn't about Mike. You hear me, Kevin? Right now, you're in my world. Mike ain't here to protect you if I want to smack you backhand with the back of my hand.
Is Mike taller than me?
How does he same do height. This?
Dude, I was thinking about how the older your parents get, you can't put the phone on the podcast anymore.
Dude. That was like 2 minutes of static.
I'm sure we have a lot of listeners left.
Continue. Everything's okay, Mike?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
All right, let's recap where we are in this email here. The woman, the lovely lady with the big heart, who loves her Pomeranian Roxy, was not present, was not going to be present when receiving Roxy's corpse.
That's Mason pulling up to the house.
To get a big Roxy. Yeah,
I'm not coming in.
Our boy Mason found it odd because Roxy and this person were inseparable, and he figured maybe she wasn't taking Roxy's departure very well, but he's saying he couldn't have been more wrong. He chose the freeze-drying preparation, and sparing any technical talk, Roxy was ready to be picked back up in a little over 2 months. I wish you hadn't spared the technical talk, to be honest. If I could just say.
That's a lot of why we read
these. I think I want the technical talk.
Yeah.
Next time, let's have some of that.
Welcome back to technical talk.
Because I'll tell you, I'm starving.
I'm not coming inside. Leave me outside.
He returned, took her home, and that was that. Until...
she woke up. Caused the fuss.
I wanted some mysterious. Let's have some mysterious music.
Is our song done yet?
Oh, it better be.
Oh, it's definitely done. But we gotta finish this email. This is important. This is more important right now. Until we jump forward to me receiving a call after the new year from the husband, asking if Roxy can still be cremated. Excuse me. Did you see that? What are you looking at over here?
Don't let me see that head for the rest of the episode.
What were you looking at over here? You gonna share that with me?
You wanna share with the class?
What were you looking at?
Where were you looking at over here?
I said a word and I wanted to sound off the word.
Which word?
You wanted to sound off the word? That's what it sounds like when you're being chased by an alien.
He wants Roxy to be in an Atari game.
Yeah.
He's asking.
Ski free when you get eight.
That snowman? The snowman? I love that. Husband's asking if Roxy can still be cremated after being freeze dried.
What?
Of course, she could, but that's a lot of effort and almost $3,000 to put into an oven. Excuse me?
Because they gotta make the door bigger.
For little Roxy?
Yeah, but...
it's a Pomeranian.
Yeah, but... she's freeze-dried. Now she's all stiff. She can't fold her up.
Maybe it's hard. It costs more fuel to burn that up.
What if I wanted to freeze-dry my dog but have articulation? Like hinges. You can pose it like an action figure.
Oh, I see. It costs $3,000, yeah, to freeze-dry the animal.
How much to melt it down?
Yeah, good question. He says the reason is that he decided the best Christmas present would be Roxy, beautifully preserved, with her new million-yard stare, and folded over paws. Ready to ride in the front seat forever.
Dude, in a spaceship with the head sticking out of the spaceship. Little turtle back.
She did not take this well, having her dog freeze dried.
Oh, so she didn't want it. She was like, that's scary and bad.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Imagine that moment. Surprise.
Ooh. You filmed that? You filmed that moment?
If you did, I want it on TikTok yesterday.
Damn, dog.
That's rough. Him bringing back Roxy to be cremated was his last-ditch effort to save his marriage, apparently.
Mm.
I wish him the best, but damn, dude. I think hubby should stick to gift cards.
Kind of an out-of-touch thing to do. Kind of an out of touch with your wife thing to do. No judgment.
Totally. But there's like, you know, there's people on the planet that would hate love that.
Yeah.
But dude, how not?
You gotta know.
Well, do you know your wife to do that?
Yeah. You gotta know if you're married to that person or not.
By that point,
my wife would absolutely hate this. You gotta know that.
You gotta know at least, you gotta know what your wife would absolutely hate.
If she didn't get out of bed for a week when that puppy died, she's not going to want a frozen version of that puppy around.
I think this is... Yeah.
Or, even worse, she's really going to need a frozen version of that puppy around.
I think at the end of the day, if you're going to be... If you're going to try to make a long-term thing work with someone, one of the things you got to learn is you really got to learn... What makes them mad? Find out what makes them mad. Write it down. Don't do those things after you find out. Don't tell. Don't make your girlfriend mad. Don't make your boyfriend mad. Learn what makes your girlfriend mad. And then learn what makes them sad. And don't make them mad or sad. Mike, take it first.
I agree with all that.
Kevin, throw it down. Oh! That's right. Don't make me write down things that make you other person real mad. Gonna write down things that make the other person in your life real sad. And don't do that. That's right, don't do the things that make them sad or mad. Don't do that. Write it down. Don't do that. Write it down. Write it down. Don't do that. Hey, don't do the things that make them mad or sad. Write it down. And remember, this is a cautionary tale. Don't take your precious dog that your wife or loved one loved and freeze dry it and give it to them for Christmas. That's crazy. You really gotta know if the person you're with wants something like that. Don't make them mad. Don't make them sad. Don't do that. Don't make them sad. Don't make them mad. I'm here to tell you, don't do that. Hell yeah, dude. That was... Mike didn't even end the show. He's just leaving. Oh, good. All right. All right. Well, that is the end of that email. Oh, it does say, I love you guys. And if Kevin needs a job soon, I have one lined up for it. Wow. You should apprentice with these...
Can I film it?
You gotta... How do you...
Can I film it?
That didn't do it. You gotta turn the mic down off.
Wait, where's that?
Where's that?
One of it's one
that,
of those.
That got it.
Oh,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think I could film with him?
Well, I would be very curious to watch a documentary about people that do that.
DB produced documentary?
Like people that cremate their loved ones, their animals. Ugh. I don't think we have a story like that. I don't think you can find that on
loved
Hulu.
Ones?
Your puppers.
Loved animal
yeah,
ones.
Your puppers. Your animals. You're like your loved ones as in your animals.
That would get really sad.
Well, yeah, but life is sad, brother. And I'll tell you something else.
We could call Mason.
You gotta face these things. You have to face these things.
I face them.
What is this episode? What episode is this? Which episode is this?
This is 406, I think.
Yeah, but when does that go up?
322.
322. Do we not have ads?
No, we should. I thought I saw them.
I'll fucking kill someone at HeadGum. I'll run over there and say, motherfuck. Motherfuck me with this bullshit.
Don't make them mad.
Don't make them mad. All I see is a 329.
This internet is being crap in my butt.
I see a 329 as the next one. Wait, 322? 322?
I just saw Mike.
Is it 322?
Yeah, 322.
Okay, we got it. We got three ads. We got Harry's, we got Squares Basic, we got Factor, brother. Oh. Mike keeps almost coming back to the show. All right, let's do some ads, huh?
Yeah, but also, don't forget about that song.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's there, baby. It's just sitting there. Well, thank you, Mason. Let's talk about this documentary. I mean, look, death is a scary thing for sure. And it's,
Is the story about Mason or is it about
It could be about Mason people? And others that okay. do that. Or it could be just about Mason and the people who he's worked with.
We can talk about Mason.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Because doesn't he say, didn't he say he has like his son go with him sometimes?
Yeah.
This is really interesting stuff. Like once you
and
bring
we
this.
We saw his wife or girlfriend, right?
That's right. We met her. Yeah. We met his wife and his girlfriend.
And her girlfriend.
Get him in trouble. I don't know who we met, to be quite honest. And I'm sorry we blew your cover, brother. But, once you bring the kid into the mix, now you got a real story cooking here.
I told you you'd never sit in this fucking chair again.
I tried telling him, Mike. I tried telling him. I said, I'm surprised your ass isn't on fire right now.
I'm going to install something that puts his ass on fire.
Because that's the hot seat.
There's going to be another Reddit post.
Kevin's not ready to take the sit in the red seat.
Did you ever tell me what the Reddit post said?
Did we?
What do you mean? The one about where they didn't like Kevin being off mic or they didn't like Kevin making noises?
They didn't like me.
Yeah, did we say that? Did you tell me the words that they used? I just know the gist.
I think we did.
I want to know everything they said about our little Kevin.
Well, listen, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's talk about Harry's.
Yeah.
Dude, I used Harry's this morning.
Dude, it's beautiful.
I shaved down, like I said, I got a big, beautiful beard. It's true. But you know what? There's areas around the beard that require attention, trimmage. And sometimes you got to get around. You got to get in there.
Yeah.
And Harry's is a brand I trust all around my face.
Why do you trust them?
Because those razors are nice, brother. And I ain't never been snipped or nicked.
Good. That's great.
Or snicked. Like by Wolverine. We'll have to cut those brands out of the ad. But I'll tell you guys, look, listen. Harry's agrees that sometimes life can be ridiculous and getting ripped off can happen. Huh? Yeah? Because with talking about questionable overpriced shaving products... In the supermarkets, in the stores, and people getting screwed over by that, because you're like, listen, these are things that I'm putting around areas of my body that I need to function. And I'll tell you, if you those razors aren't good, then you're gonna screw up your face. Huh? Or wherever you shave. Ain't no judgment here, brother. But I do love Harry's because I'll tell you, the quality is great. I have shaving items and creams and all sorts of stuff from Harry's that I use. Maybe not daily because I ain't trying to shave my beard daily. But maybe like bi-daily. Every other bi-daily.
That was my favorite host of TRL.
That was my favorite YouTube show. Guys, let's talk about these German-engineered blades that are made in their own factory, and they stay sharp longer. And there's customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2. That's half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/banter. That's $3, guys, for all those things I just mentioned at harrys.com/banter. Guys, getting ripped off ain't funny. Switch to Harry's.
That was them taking back their laugh.
It went backwards back into their mouth because it's not funny to get ripped off. Switch to Harry's. Like I said, you can get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/banter. That's harrys.com/banter for a $3 trial set. Row. That's a row.
Make sure you accidentally don't put promo code ROW.
That's right.
Because that's not it. The promo code is BANTER. Not ROW ROW.
Changus boy. Guys, squares
also not the promo code.
Squarespace. I'm gonna electrocute it. Girlfriend man.
You good?
I'm good.
I've never seen you turn that shade of red before.
Dude, I got electrocuted.
That's a different shade.
I got electrocuted, damn. Dude. Something's not safe here.
Something's not grounded.
Something's not grounded here. Guys, Squarespace. Let's talk about Squarespace. I'm going to be professional about it and go on. Yeah, but I'm in immense pain. Guys, Squarespace, we love Squarespace around these parts, and I don't have to tell you why, but I'm gonna anyway. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website. One of the very hosts of this show that you are listening to utilizes the services of Squarespace, and I'll tell you what, guys, it's really easy to set up a website with Squarespace because they have everything you need. And if you ever have a problem, there's 24-hour customer service support at any time. Mike called them on Christmas once.
I called them on Christmas once. That's kind of my story that I tell. I love them, dude. They're probably my longest standing reoccurring payment that I have.
That's wonderful.
And I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, because you need a website, especially if you're a comedian. You're someone who's performing, or you're an entertainer, you're a fabricator.
You're an artist.
Whatever you do, Squarespace has the tools to create a wonderful piece of advertising for your work, or just a place to put all of your stuff that anyone can access on the internet. It's a website. It's a very
place to put all of your stuff. Cancel your subscription to your storage unit and get a Squarespace.
Yeah, and put all your stuff on your Squarespace. Put all your stuff on your Squarespace,
yeah.
Guys, it's easy. And I'll tell you, you can have your own online store. You can sell products in there, digital service or physical services and products. And Squarespace has those tools. There's website templates, so you're not like wondering how to make a website look good. Squarespace has those tools. You can have a video collection on your website. Set up email campaigns so that emails go out on a scheduled basis to people to know that something new is on your website. All sorts of stuff like that. But guys, don't take my word for it or Mike's, who actually uses this service. No, why don't you check it out for yourself, friend? Go to squarespace.com for a free trial. Check it out. And when you're ready to launch that website, you go to squarespace.com/banter. And you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. And you'll be helping your boys out over here by working with some of the sponsors we got here, getting some of the services out there. So get that free trial at squarespace.com. And then when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter. And you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace. Did you think we were done, ladies and gentlemen? Absolutely not. And you know why? Because we've got a sponsor here called Factor.
You know what?
And I'm hungry. And I'll tell you, when I'm a hungry boy, I want my hungies.
From
Factor. And listen, eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. And you'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. We're talking 2-minute meals. We're talking things like pancakes, smoothies, and more. And a wide variety of easy options for an entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and even more. There's no prep and no mess. Factory meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And they're flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. And listen, we've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious, so you're not getting any of that stuff that might make you go bye-byes early on. So guys, go to factormeals.com/banter50 and use that code banter50 to get 50% off. That's code banter50 at factormeals.com/banter50. Get 50%.
Don't make your girlfriend mad.
All right. Okay. So, earlier on in the show.
Oh, hold on. Hold on 1 sec. There's an update on the situation.
Okay.
After you find out.
That's all right. I don't know, but it's a bummer because it's my favorite thing. I was trying to make the phone speak.
Oh, the text-to-speech thing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to know your dad's okay. All right. So earlier in the show, we asked AI to make a song about the hierarchy of dogs in a family named Muffin, Duke, and Rascal in the style of a movie musical. And there are two songs here. One is called The Possum, P-A-W, Hierarchy.
Awesome. I love that. Possum. Here,
the Possum Hierarchy.
It's possible to put lyrics in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody said that?
You can type in lyrics, yeah.
You should absolutely do that.
Okay, here's what The Possum Hierarchy sounds like. And it says it is a whimsical, upbeat musical.
I can't wait.
Where the dogs reside, three pups side by side. Muffin, Duke, and a Rascal, they're the stars. Creating chaos near and far. Oh, Muffin, the queen, oh, so refined.
She is the queen.
Duke, the prince, always two steps behind.
Yeah, Duke is the prince.
Go to church.
Paws and their hearts.
Dude, save that.
All right.
I need a cartoon open to a show about that.
And then here's another one.
Dude, here's what I want. I want this. I don't make demands on this audience. I want that cartoon open.
Animated.
And I want a video of somebody sitting a toddler down in front of an iPad with that video playing, and I want to see if they're interested in the show.
And maybe we got a $1 million idea here.
I don't care if it ever gets... Dude, it's the most, like, bland, basic bitch idea ever.
Yeah.
Is that they're three dogs that have kind of very stereotypical personalities.
But here's the kicker.
They're all freeze-dried.
But at night, they come alive. They're crime fighters. They're doggy crime fighters.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, dude. What if the hook
brings you back
of this show
mm-hmm.
is that these three puppers, and we're talking about kids here. This is a kids show, okay? Here's the hook. This is what kids are gonna love. The three puppers are actual dog royalty.
Yeah.
The dog girl is a queen, and the dog boy is a prince.
Duke
is a prince. So something happened to the king. They had a kid. Duke is their kid. King is out of the picture. We got a queen. We got a prince, Duke, and Jester in Rascal. Rascal's the Jester.
And they reside over what?
And they're just in a normal family home.
But they think it's a kingdom.
But when they go out to the dogs, they're the king, and they're respected as royalty. And the dogs in the neighborhood respect them. They are their subjects of these dogs.
So dogs come up to them and they're like, no, smell my dick.
Yeah. And dogs come up to that family house all the time. They're like, what the fuck is with all these fucking dogs?
They're just paying respect.
Why do these dogs keep showing up?
And then the paparazzi kills the princess.
But that's the whole show.
And all the dogs are sad about it for a long time.
Yeah, and then Duke has to take revenge, and that's the movie. The movie is taking revenge on the
queen. And it's a kid's movie, though.
Okay, so here's another song, upbeat musical jazz. And it's called The Doggy Hierarchy. Ready?
The Doggy Hierarchy.
The Doggy Hierarchy.
That's what's called The Doggy Hierarchy.
The Doggy Hierarchy. Donkey, donkey. Here we go.
In a house on Lake Street.
Baby show.
Where dreams and mischief meet. There lived a family.
Like the dogs come in, they're like.
Oh, so merry and bright. Three dogs made Muffin, Duke. And Rascal the Rooster there. Each with their own.
Rascal's the
running around the owner's legs with a leash.
Together they make a
Kiki. I think the other one's better.
Yeah, I like the other one. The other one's more marketable.
But that one called Muffin a Queen as well.
That's like fifth season
of
the show.
Because of hierarchy. I think because they put hierarchy.
You put Muffin first.
Because hierarchy is like a king thing, like a kingdom thing.
And Duke is also like a
they
thing.
They made Muffin the queen of both songs without any specification.
Right, because it feels like Muffin is an effeminate.
Name. Sexist AI.
And it's interesting how they made Duke like
strong.
When we talked about how Duke was the strong guy earlier.
Well, it's I think it writes itself because Duke is that's also a position in
interesting in a hierarchy. Yeah.
The Duke of North.
And then
that's true.
Rascal is a jester name.
Yeah, Rascal.
So
just
they're
is.
Like, what the fuck is Muffin? Oh, that must be the
that's
girl
the
part.
That's really interesting. I love this.
What if they were like, and Muffin, the other jester?
I'm just another jester, baby.
And Duke, the progressive queen.
Progressive. Duke's the queen. That's good.
Duke, the progressive queen.
All right. Are you guys ready for History Road?
Text whether you're ready for History Road to 818-722-8682. We'll give you updates on what History Road
Mike, can I ask you about your one of your shows that you're promoting? You said you're doing an Andrew Santino thing, which is really cool.
Yeah, the 29th and 30th of March will be in Houston, Texas at the Improv.
And you said that you're also doing a Surrounded out there?
No, I'm doing a Surrounded in Connecticut on the 26th of April.
Oh, but that's just your next show after that.
Dude, this is a funny way to do the dates. You just ask me about them individually.
And is that...
do you have anything coming up in New York?
That's the show you're doing after? What's the show? Yeah, anything in New York, Mike?
Yeah, there's two shows in New York, actually, on April 25th and the 23rd I'll be in New York.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Are you talking about the Surroundeds I'm doing in Austin, Texas?
That's
from the
it.
17th through the 22nd
that's what I was thinking
of April?
Of. That's before the Andrew Santino show.
That's after.
After the Santino show. What's before the Santino show?
This. The Stand Up and Clown Show?
Wait, what happened to that guy that was standing? Did that ever have a resolve?
Yeah, that
yes.
Okay, that's all you need to know, actually.
Dude, so we were on stage. He's standing the whole time on the stage. And he was like, I got a very special girl. This is like, he's on the stage the whole time during my set.
Right.
And I'm like, who the fuck knows this guy? And like his frat brothers in the back, like, that's our boy. That's Standing Kevin or whatever.
Standing Kevin.
And like, we support you or whatever. And it was kind of beautiful to have men show open emotional support for men like that. And then he was like, there's a very special girl in the audience.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, dude, it'd be so funny if you proposed to her at the end of the show, but you couldn't take a knee. And then he was like, no, that's not it.
Damn.
And I said, that would be a great ending to the show. And then I got off stage and that was the ending to the show. He proposed to that girl.
No way. Are you serious?
Like,
did you blow it for him?
Probably.
Fucking love it.
No way.
Love it.
Sorry, got good intuition. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. If you're doing a thing in front of comedians.
My bad, got good intuition. Putting the pieces together. Sorry.
Yeah, and if you're a comedian and that's your job.
So did he not go on to a knee? He actually did that without.
He did not go on to a knee.
What he should have done.
It'd just be lower. Have her on the stage, but he's lower.
He should have done kneeling for 3 days.
He should have been doing kneeling and holding a ring for 3 days.
What's that guy going to do?
Is he like starting to be a plumber? What were you going to say?
No, that's Steve got it.
Oh, he should have just been kneeling. Did that girl say yes?
I don't think it didn't strike me as real.
Okay. So that was like his big finale and you blew his big finale.
Yeah.
Pretty good. All right.
I like this one. Except for the end, man.
Yeah. Completely off the...
You could take a view down. History
Love this. And then at the end, he's like, I drink milk and hit women.
Yeah, uh-huh. I dropped my baby in a sewer.
My wife can't talk to anyone without my permission.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one, dude. I don't know about that part. Dude, I just want to talk to you about the noises on the show for a second. Mm-hmm. Somebody hit me up. I think it was in the DMs or in a comment or something that said, please, for the love of God, can you put some kind of cloth or muffling
thing? Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Because every time we hit the table.
Yeah.
And for that to be the noise that set you over the edge is so funny.
That was like with me. Like,
what?
Why did my noises piss people
off? You were like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, because it fits so in line with all the other noises we make.
You're like, the space static is fine. The deafening space static.
Nightmare...
But don't hit the table. It's different.
the nightmare void sounds.
Yeah.
That make me think about my mortality. Yeah. Those are fun.
But please don't. Please put a towel under the mic.
All right. Well, let's...
A lot of good subject lines in there, my boy.
Yeah, we should get through a couple because I kept seeing them come in through the week. Thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for contributing to the show.
Okay, let's just go, huh? Just go?
Yeah, don't call my dad again?
Luis? Luis Alvarez. Oh, what do
we got? Big fan.
Says, short and sweet, if the Muppets were on a D&D journey... The movie theme song reprise from Suno AI. Oh, other people are making Suno AI things. This is fun. Hey there, DB boys. I'm sorry for being probably the 200th submission, but here's my favorite of my journey.
Did you get a lot?
No, I mean, I haven't seen yet. But this one's called Muppet Fantasy. I'm surprised they let you use Muppet. An 80s synth pop nostalgic song. Here we go. In a land of wonder.
Copyrighted or trademarked or something?
Oh, Fozzie's the comedian.
I'm just living this now for the first time.
Animal's the drummer.
Most of the show is the song.
Someone sang into a toilet at the end.
Dude, that's an instrument like in a beautiful studio. Somebody brings in a toilet.
Just listen, it'll sound cool.
I promise, dude. Rick Rubin always carries a toilet with him.
Yeah. That's a producer's tool, the toilet. Morgan, someone named Morgan send in explaining DB with DB hat. History Road.
Just explaining DB with DB hat.
Correct. So Morgan say...
He just points the...
Howdy, boys. So I was wearing the new DB hat.
Shout out.
Not Spawn.
Thank you, by the way.
It's a good hat. I'm wearing it right now for those of you watching the video version. And if you don't believe me, take a look at this cap. Wearing the DB hat backwards at work when my manager walked up behind me and asked, what makes a banter dynamic? That's a good question, which I found interesting because...
What a coworker question.
I know, it so is.
Dude, to notice like...
It was manager. Manager ask. Such a manager. Such a coworker manager.
That's like, hey, I know this person can't get away while I ask this question.
Right. Like, it's like the old person being like, so what's a nirvana?
Yeah.
Is it something getting on your nerves?
And you know you can't leave the register while you're being asked that.
Smashing Pumpkins. Me and my pals used to do that back in the...
Hey, what's your beef with pumpkins?
Yeah, Yeah, what'd they ever do to you?
Yeah. Hey, what did pumpkins ever do to you is absolutely the that guy response to that t-shirt.
This coffee's fresh?
Yeah. That is that, and other things they'd say at the office. Oh, is that your kids? That's your kids there in that picture. That's
oh, weird. That horrible. One looks like a rascal Duke.
Mine's about that age. What is that, 12? Yeah, that's mine's around 12 also.
That one looks like an age. I remember when I was an age.
I remember age. I remember being an age. I gave up on it years ago. I don't know how old I am.
I stopped dating a girl with age.
Everyone I know is dead. And no one, everyone I grew, all my family's dead.
My girlfriend's 27 because I got no one left.
I can't, no one knows how old I am, not even my doctors.
My dog's been frozen for 3 years.
I don't believe in age. There she goes. There goes Roxy. So, which I found interesting because she wasn't asking what the pod is, just what makes banter dynamic. So this was a great way to explain what it is, but using you guys as an example. So I said, it's when you're having a great conversation with friends. It's fun. We're all laughing. Maybe there's drugs involved. But it isn't needed to have a good time with your pals. That's dynamic banter.
Yeah, that's very nice. Good job.
That's really good.
Yep.
She seemed to understand. She seemed to understand it that way. But thinking back on it, I didn't actually say it was a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I really bungled that one. But rest assured, I'll let everyone know to sign up for your Patreon in the future.
So funny if you just told a coworker to sign up for a podcast Patreon.
Sign up for that Patreon. It's like laughing with your friends.
They have a... Hey, what makes the dynamic banter? You should sign up for their Patreon.
Yeah.
You should and get then walk away.
That should be it. Maybe it makes this mysterious thing. We should just put up a... We should put a billboard up somewhere where it wouldn't destroy us financially.
I got a billboard guy now. We can figure that out.
Dude, and we could just put up a thing billboard that says... Girl. Dynamic. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's very progressive.
Thank you. Dude, thank you.
I don't give a...
There's part of you that gives a...
So, and it just says dynamic banter and that's it. There's nothing else.
It says and that's it.
It just says dynamic banter.
You know what I've been really taking note of every time I'm on Sunset for the Comedy Store? You got all those beautiful buildings and that's like the fucking... The like everybody wants a billboard on Sunset.
Yeah.
So there's movie stuff that always looks like movie stuff, and then there's like Fendi stuff, like high yeah. end whatever, and it's very like clean, beautiful, like photography, like contrasty photography.
Yeah,
we could totally do something like that, and people would think it was like something important. It's very easy to make something look important.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's if we have a contrasty photo of us, I could turn us into like a high-end
like
watch
off
brand.
Into the distance.
Yeah, it's just us in Palm Springs looking into the wind.
And there's like a wrist with like a really nice-looking watch. It yeah. just says dynamic banter.
Yeah, we're holding the hat.
Yeah.
We're naked, but we're holding the hat in
over
front of our Priuses.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
Let's
don't
see.
Let me see that head.
Love you, boys. Steve, I was your photographer at the Valley Folks live show in Denver, Colorado. A week before COVID.
We got to go to Denver.
I think Denver is where I got real sick. I think I got it in Denver.
Dude, last time I went to Denver, I was on tour with Olin, and I got real sick.
Interesting.
So what's going on? There must be something in the... It must be...
Maybe it's the elevation. Us city boys ain't ready for that elevation. It makes our bodies work overtime.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it.
They need to do something with the elevation over there. Fix it up. Break some of those mountains down.
I think that's what's happening. I think the ice is melting because of the climate change. And it's unleashing all of these like colds that only people had like in the 1830s.
I agree, dude. That's probably where it's all coming from.
Yep.
And they say, where do I send the medical bill to Elliot? That's very funny. You made it happen. Mike, I loved your show in Denver. Please come back soon. There we go.
I was sick. Thank you.
And Kevin,
Well, Kevin.
I mimic your background yelling at work, and it's so much fun, so don't let the haters hate. Keeping it up, you gotta get her back. Morgan for Aurora. What?
Gotta get her back. Gotta get her back. Get her back. Get her. I'm so happy that's a button. I'm so happy that's a button.
Remember what this was? It was like you meeting the guy from you meeting Dave Matthews, maybe?
I love it.
And you're like, I wrote a song that I want.
And trying to get her back.
Yeah.
You got to play the song at the show tonight. It's about Becca.
Get her back.
It's about my Becca.
I'm trying to get her back. Get her back. Gotta get her back. Gotta get her back. Get her back. Get my girl back. Get her back. We should get her back. Gotta get her back.
Love it. The robot sucking dick in the background. It's a lot of fun.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.